This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 244 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are finally getting off the boat on the river of crap as we end our journey at the horrible movie month. Now, this is not to say we won't watch bad movies in the future. It's just to say maybe we didn't intentionally pick a bunch of bad movies to give another chance to. Now, Alex, before I even give the title here, would you say that this month, I feel like we proved nothing. We proved the critics and the audiences right so far.
I agree. I'm going to be really honest. I've been dying to get away from this shit.
Like, we haven't watched one where we were like, what was everybody thinking?
Yeah, I feel like all the movies, it's just been a waste of time. It was just like so bad. But yeah, maybe this breaks the ice.
Maybe. But you know what? At least we could say we gave them a chance, right? We gave them all an equal fighting chance. So this week's movie is, according to Rotten Tomatoes, the worst reviewed movie in the history of Rotten Tomatoes. It's a little movie called Ballistic. X versus Sever, a title that's really longer than it should be, from 2002. This is directed by the incredible Chaos, K-A-O-S. He is from Thailand or something like that. Now, this got a pretty good cast, though. I mean, you got Antonio Banderas. You got Lucy Liu. I mean, that's it. That's a pretty good cast right there.
Talisa Soto?
Oh, Katana from Mortal Kombat? Yeah, and there's other people you've known from stuff, like that Spanish guy.
Greg Henry? That's like,
yeah, Miguel Sandoval, you know? Yep. So there's people. Oh, Ray Park, of course. How could we forget? Darth Maul is in this. So, yeah, he's Darth Maul. He's Toad. Yeah. He's Ray Park. He's Snake Eyes from the, you know, G.I. Joe movies. We got an action extravaganza. Now, Alex, this is your first time watching, correct?
Yes. And I never even heard of this damn movie until you freaking made me buy it. Yeah.
Well, listen, I had to buy it as well. Unfortunately, this is on zero streaming services. You can't rent it. You can't, you could probably do an illegal stream, but me and Alex don't play those games. We said we'll buy these DVDs, and both of our DVDs came brand new, sealed, like they were kept in a refrigerator somewhere. In perfect condition.
Like, not perfect. No more. Those stickers were so hard to come off. I
remember. Oh my gosh, you're so jacked up.
Look at the back. Look at the back.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. Pristine.
Yours is pristine.
Perfect. Like, this looks like mine came like it had literally been sitting in a cellar. Yours is jacked up.
Well, for everyone that, because you guys can't see it, pretty much when I removed my sticker, it ripped Antonio Banderas' name off the freaking
thing. Ripped his head off.
Yeah, and it ripped the back also. And I mean, this thing had mad stickers. Like, if someone was going to steal a damn movie.
Yeah. Like, I agree. Yeah. It was weird. So anyway, I think the point is that this movie's 20 years old and they still have brand new copies that never made it to circulation, which is weird. So with that being said, let's go ahead and give you the Rotten Tomato score of the worst reviewed movie of all time. And you won't believe this, but it is a 0% with 119 reviews, making it the worst review. Not a single reviewer gave this a positive review. Audience score, 20. Which I think we've watched movies with audience scores, in that ballpark. But we've never done a 0 before. I think this is our first 0. I know another movie we did had 3. Maybe Rollerball or one of them had like a 3%. But 0, pretty crazy.
It is really crazy because I don't think this is the first ever on this channel that we did a 0. Like, and honestly, I can't wait to talk about this movie.
I'm hoping it's the last. So just so you guys at home know, for this month, I knew the Rotten Tomatoes score before I made the schedule, but for every other month, I don't check it until we review it. So I'm hoping that I didn't pick another movie in 3 months that has a 0, but there is one other month I know that's coming up that might have some stinkers in it, but we'll find out. All right. Stinkies. So, you know, when I'm the host, you get to go first. So I'm most excited to hear what you have to say about this lead character. Now, technically they're kind both. Of both. Yeah. But mostly it's Antonio Banderas as Jeremiah X. What a name. And that's E-C-K-S for the Spanish guy. Makes sense. What did you think?
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start. This guy looked like he didn't want to be there. if you want to look at an Antonio Banderas movie that – you could tell like he's just getting paid to just straight to DVD movie. Like, this is it. Like, this is the movie, because you had no emotions from this guy at all. Even with the plot, which we talk about in the storyline, I didn't feel the damn emotion to that, like, at all. I didn't. And I was just like, wow, that's pretty weird for a big nominated actor, because this dude is, like, nominated for a lot of awards. I'm not saying, like, he's, like, oh, every year he's in the Oscar, but when he does do a really good movie, he gets good awards. Like, he gets nominated for Oscars and shit. So, I don't know what to... So, this dude is a cop. So, he's a former FBI agent. Yeah. Supposedly, right? And then something happens that he's not no more. And now he's like a hunter or some crap. And they ask him to come back. So they sucker him to come back to to get him back to the FBI.
They promise him information that he...
Yes, about his wife.
Previously unknown, yeah.
Yeah, because his wife is missing or something, and he's looking for her. And Lucy Liu, so he's got to go after Lucy Liu because she knows where the wife is. Oh, let me just tell you, this character, I gave it a 2. I thought it was a decent. And I'm not... And he did great. Look, Antonio Banderas, it is what it is. There's certain scenes I didn't enjoy him in. Mm-hmm. But throughout the film, is no emotion at all. The action sequences was subpar with him in it. But I can't say this is a good, great, or perfect, because honestly, he didn't deliver anything. Like, this dude is just an FBI agent. He starts off in a bar smoking like mad, like, and they smoking sideways like this
style.
Like, I was like, what? Yeah. And I didn't get it. And then you got two bad actors coming in, like, you know, you're gonna do this. And I didn't feel it, to be honest with you. It felt weird. Like, I didn't like it. I gave it a 2 good though, because he was decent. The movie, he was decent.
So as far as the character is concerned, I mean, he has a story. You know, I try to do the ones for, like, the ones that just have, there's just nothing. Like, I don't know anything. There's no nothing. This guy, like, has a backstory, right? His wife, well, he thought his wife blew up, and she thought he blew up, which we'll get to in the storyline. They thought each other blew up, and he's sad, so he has to, like, he's been sad for, like, mad years already. He's, like,
yeah, 7 years, I think?
Yeah, but he has, like, the stubble of, like, you got to maintain a beard like that. So, but it looks like he just found out something sad like a week before. That's how he looks the whole movie. he just looks like he was sad 1 week ago. You know, but he has that backstory. And then there's more stuff revealed about him throughout. You know, the kid in the movie, it turns out to be his kid, which another thing we have to talk about in the overall. But yeah, I agree with you in that at least... there is a character. Here's the problem, though, because the co-lead here is Sever, who's played by Lucy Liu. And if you thought Antonio Banderas had no emotion, wait till you see Lucy Liu in this movie. Her face doesn't... she doesn't make another face besides just, like, blank, stoic looking. She's like an android. She's not even... and this was, I think this was after Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Like, she has so much charisma. She has so much personality. And they're like, no, 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 no. The director is just like, be a robot. Just don't emote. Don't do anything. Just be blank. And she's just blank the whole time. And her backstory is stupid. She's like kidnapped when she was a kid to be trained to be like the ultimate killing machine. Like, super, both of them are super generic. At least they have backstories. So I'm going to agree with you in this case. And I gave them a 2, but it's like the softest 2 there ever was, because their performances almost make me want to give them a 1. But we're supposed to score character. So I agree with you. I have it at a 2, but barely.
I didn't talk about Lucy Liu because I didn't know where we're going to fit her in. But if,
I mean,
you're going to
put... she's like a cult. This movie's called X versus Sever, but they're only versus for like 20 minutes. And then they're friends. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, then I'll say this quick. I agree with you. I never thought she was a great actress anyway. So I'm gonna say that out. I always thought she's very flat in her delivery in a lot of movies. You're right. She doesn't talk. She's stone cold faced throughout the whole movie. And when she does talk, it's like she doesn't even want to be there either. They should call her Severus Pay. Like, that should be her code name. Yeah. Instead of Sever, it should be Severus Pay. Yeah.
Severance.
Because she pretty much just got paid just to look great and just to fight. And not even that looked... we'll talk about that. But
agreed.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy, but I gave it a 2.
All right, so let's go with the main villain here. This is Greg Henry is the actor. He's playing Robert Gant. I have a lot of things to say about this. I hope you do too. What did you think of Robert Gant?
Yeah, he got a 1. He sucked. Like, another villain, like, he reminded me of the guy from John Wick 4, to be really honest with you. Like, they had this, I mean, the other guy acted, like, he acted. Yeah. So, this one, he was trying to act, he's a good actor, but you could see, like, he's just not good, like, in this movie. It's another villain where he's just using his power to get these guys, and it's very manipulative because he's going after this chick, Sever, and then Antonio Banderas comes out the blue, and now he's in the mix also. So it's like, and he's like the head of some other agency, which is made up. It was like some baloney sandwich. Yeah, some D-I-A crap.
The letters, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't like the character. Like, he was just flat. I mean, when he did dirty to Antonio and the chick from Mortal Kombat, he did them dirty. I mean, literally kidnapped her. I mean, that's pretty much what he did and forced her to marry him. So that is weird. That's a weird ass storyline. But I gave him a one. He stunk.
Listen, bro, this is a villain who's introduced to you as villain, pretty much. But they don't tell you why he's bad. They don't tell you, like, he doesn't really do anything. His first scene, he's just, like, talking on the phone and stuff. Then he meets that guy who failed, and he gives him the gun. He's like, put the gun on your head and shoot yourself. And, of course, the guy does what any normal person would do and points the gun at him. And when he goes to shoot it, he shoots himself in the head. So he didn't even shoot that guy, really. He just gave him a toy gun that if he actually did shoot himself, it would have went out into sideways anyway. So, but other than that, like, what? Why am I supposed to be scared of this guy? What's his motivation? You said something very telling there. You don't even know what he's doing or why he's doing it or anything. And you find out, like, he set up the whole fake explosions so that he could basically marry Antonio Banderas' wife because she was hot. And then he steals a nano bug thing that can make you have a heart attack. Okay. Where did he steal it from? Why did he steal it? Where is he? Like, none of this is ever really discussed. Like, he wants it and he puts it in the kid to smuggle it across the country. But that's all he does. Like, and then at the end, he dies. So, like, I don't know. It's a terrible villain. It's terribly written. He's not scary. The actor, you're right. Like, the actor's not, like, horrible, but it's just such a horrible role. I gave it a one. It's just, he's not evil enough. He's not really, like, he's a douchebag, but he wasn't it. He was horrible. All right, here's the creme de la creme, and this is what we're always here for. And this is going to be the action scenes. What did you think?
I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. I'm not going to lie. I thought the action was good. Yeah, it's for a movie that had a 0 Rotten Tomatoes score, it had action. Now it's not great action. It's decent action, but I gave it a 3 because it was good action. I was enjoyed. Like, when she was coming out of whatever, the mall or something, and she jumped on the Rambo gun and shooting everything, and that was fun. Her fighting Antonio Banderas on the roof was okay, but it was fun, though. It was entertaining. And then she had the batons, and she beat the shit out of people with the batons. Yeah, you got explosions when they exploded the car with Antonio Banderas. You had the car chase scene. I thought that was actually pretty fun. Ending was actually pretty... I'm not going to say I was yard. Like, yeah, I thought that was fun too. Yeah. I thought it was actually decent. It was decent. It was enough action for me to go, okay, it did way better than the other movies that we did this month. I'll say that. I enjoyed it more than Ultraviolet. I enjoyed it way more than Dragon Ball Z. And I definitely enjoyed it more than, what was the other one?
Bangkok Dangerous.
Way better than Bangkok Dangerous. Yeah, so yeah. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good.
You know what? I thought you might go this way because the fact of the matter is the one thing that this movie is an action movie. Like, it does everything else, a lot of other stuff wrong and really bad. But the reason, I read some of the reviews, and one of the reasons this has no positive reviews is because it's almost all action. Like, the storyline is so abysmal that it's like, but I don't care that much, which I get. But since we break it down into categories, like, the action's not horrible. I gave it a 3 as well. It's definitely quantity over quality. A lot of it is like fake Matrix, you know, like when she does the cartwheel, when the bullets are going, she does like that cartwheel. It's like, oh, this Trinity. And this was Warner Brothers. And the score was by Don Davis, who did The Matrix. So, like, you could tell they were like, hey, The Matrix was cool. Let's do some of that. Because this was only 3 years later. You know what I mean? So, and a lot of slow-mo. So, long jacket. Like, there's a lot of similarities. What I will say, though, is there's one shot in this movie that's so, it's awesome. It's still, even now, it's great. It's when she shoots that guy off the roof, and they show him falling all the
camera
the way
going
down
with him,
and it stays on him all the way till he hits the car. Like normally, you think when he's about to hit the car, they'll cut away and they'll show the car like explode. This shot follows him all the way down in slow motion, and it shows him hit the car, and it shows the car get damaged. And I legitimately thought it was a great like action moment. So just for that, like, there's some decent action. I agree. Some of the fight at the end, which is disappointing, is Lucy Liu and Ray Park, because that's Darth Maul. Bad. Like, that dude can really do it. And she's so slow, and like, she can't really keep up. And she looks like she's really thinking hard of what I'm supposed to do next. I feel like Banderas should have fought him, and they should have like really trained a lot for it, because Ray Park is awesome and he gets stuck fighting her and it's not that great. Also hilarious when he shoots him at the end, when he shoots the bad guy in the arm, or she shoots him and he goes like, ugh. He gets shot in the arm and he literally goes, ugh. And then she shot the little bug in him or whatever and gives him the heart attack, and it shows the CGI bug going in him. That was pretty stupid. So these are all minuses, but I gave it a 3. Also, did you laugh at the scene where they're going down the alley and that guy is like making out with that girl and she throws him on the floor? He goes like, oh, my leg.
Oh, yeah. He goes, you want to get some too? When he was like trying to bang her.
Yeah. I said, what is this? Bro, I watched these movies. First, I had the glasses guy in the, oh, no, it's acid. And then you have this guy's like, oh, my leg. Literally, it sounds like they added it in at the end of the movie. Hilarious. But yeah, we both gave it a 3. Like, the action is not the worst part of this movie.
No.
Not even close. All right. Well, let's get to something that is not great, and that would be the storyline.
I gave the storyline a 1. It's not good. It's not a good storyline. It's like 3 plots in 1. So let's see if I can break this down quick. Antonio Banderas gets blown up in the car. The bad guy takes his wife and his kid. The bad guy goes to some Korean spot, takes this digital blood thing and puts it into the kid without telling the wife.
Severus Snape comes in.
Lucy Liu's character comes in, and now she's the guardian and she's protecting the kid, but no one knows that. So she abducts the kid in the beginning of the movie. Then the lady was just like, hey, you know, my son is, you know, taken. And then Antonio's Banderas comes into the picture. I want to get my wife back. And then the sergeant gets shot in the chest and he goes, she knows where she is. And then he starts chasing her down. He goes, hey, sounds like Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
You know where my daughter is, my wife is. And I was just like, okay, that's literally 3 plots.
And that's all in the first like 25 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. That's so much information thrown at you. And it's not good. Like, Katana wasn't in it for that much. And she didn't do nothing at all. She didn't speak as much either. She wasn't good at when she talked either. So it was just like lackluster dialogue. You could tell they did not care. I know you said sleepy Stallone in Assassins, but not more than this dude. This guy is way sleepy Stallone.
No one's sleepier than these people.
I think you need to revisit Assassins, bro. I know you gave it the whole, I will never see it again in 10 years. You might have to break that curse.
Assassins? I don't know if I can.
Assassins, you might have to change that title.
I might have to rewatch it after this month.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
You might have to do it a boring day. The Mets are losing. You go, you're
raining.
On Assassins.
Sad. We'll put on Assassins.
Assassins. Anyway, I gave it a 1. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, no, this should have been called Ballistic X versus Sleepies. Because they're both very, Lucy Liu and Antonio Banderas, Antonio Banderas looks drunk the whole time.
Like, oh,
he just
looks
drunk and depressed. And she doesn't talk. So they're just like, what are they doing? That was a great plot summary you gave. And again, the fact is that is all in the first 30 minutes. And then the rest of the movie, like, there's scenes in this movie where he's literally like, him and Lucy Liu are both sitting at a computer just reading. Like, they're just reading profiles and it's like 3 minutes long. I'm like, what am I supposed to be reading this? Like, what? Can we have someone come in and tell me what? I don't want to read a book. Then you have that stupid scene where like he's staring, the Asian girl staring at him and they're just staring at each other. And it's mad long. There's just so much stuff in here that's just filler. And the movie's only 90 minutes. So really, with the slow motion and the filler, if you took that out, this movie would be 45 minutes, maybe. And that tells you how much storyline there is. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's cliche. That's the real problem is like, it's like a bunch of other movies all mashed together. And the funny thing is the movie has a $70 million budget. Okay. $70 million, which in 2002 money is probably over 100 now easily. So it had a big budget, but it has a straight to video like feel to it. Right? Like, this felt like a straight to DVD late 90s movie. to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially in the story, like, it's so generic. Like, someone's grandpa loves this movie somewhere because they bought it on DVD. Like, have you seen Ballistic X versus Sever? Some grandpa out there loves this movie, but we ain't that grandpa. So I gave it a 1 as well. It's really horrible. What was your overall?
My overall score is a 2. I thought it was a decent film. I liked certain things about it. I'm not going to say it's the perfect action movie, but I don't think it deserved a 0. I'll be honest with you with that. Where Dragon Ball Z should have deserved a 0 over this movie 100 times over, and Bangkok Dangerous should have got a 0 over this movie. So with that said, I enjoyed certain aspects of the film. The action scenes were great. Antonio Banderas looked like he didn't give a shit. He was just like, I'm getting paid to do this. Lucy Liu did the same thing. Other than that, the soundtrack was okay. I thought it was okay soundtrack. But other than that, yeah, I gave it a 2.
Yeah, I still gave it a 1. But I see where you're coming from, and I agree with a lot of your points. I think this is the least worst movie we've done this month. Yeah. My problem is, it's so boring. Like, this is such a boring action movie. Like, there's a ton of action, and yet, anytime they stop, you have to like fight to stay awake to hear what they're saying or look at what they're doing. So it's just, I agree with you. I'm surprised that like not even one Joe Schmo out there gave this like a 6 out of 10 or something, you know, whatever's the criteria for a positive score, a 3 out of 5. Like, I don't think it's the worst movie I've ever seen. For this to be the worst reviewed, I don't think it's the worst movie I've ever seen. It's not even the worst movie I've seen on this podcast. So I do think it's bad, though. I do think it's bad, but I've seen worse. I have seen worse. It's still horrible. I did give it a 1 overall, but there's a lot of action. There's that, but, you know, and if you're an action, diehard action fan, there's a lot of that.
Well, it's funny because like what you said was like you were bored, but it felt like Bangkok Dangerous. The only difference is that it had way better action scenes
and way
and better actors.
Yeah.
That didn't care for what they're doing, but you felt it was just way better acted than that one. So it's kind of like an image of Bangkok Dangerous, just with better action.
I agree. Yeah, that's a good comparison. They're both boring. Yeah. They're both really boring. But at least this one breaks up the boredom with more action than that movie does, and well-executed action at that.
And it was very practical. It wasn't CGI explosions either.
True.
Like, the explosions were real. And I like movies like that.
Like the train scene, I know it doesn't make sense. Like, who put all those bombs under those trains? But whatever. The explosions were real. Like, they're running and stuff's blowing up. Like, it was cool. Some of that action holds the day. What is your total score?
It's a 9 out of a 20, a 9 out of a 25. I'm not going to recommend this movie to nobody, but am I going to get, first of all, I can't get rid of it, but it'll go in my DVD stack with every other crap that I have. But I kind of, look, when we do these things, if I never saw it before, at least I say I saw it. That's the, out of the end of the day, regardless of all these shitty movies that we watch, we could recommend some, we don't have to recommend others. I got to see it. And now I could be like, you know what? These critics are full of shit, because it's not even that bad of a 0 to give this type of movie the worst, you know, where this, I bet tons of worse action movies that we're about to see in years from now. But I mean, that's what I say.
I agree with you. That's a good point. Again, every movie, especially action movies, we're going to give it a shot if it fits the theme of the month. But I gave it an 8, or 1 point difference. Yeah. I gave it an 8 out of 25, but it was easily the winner of the month as far as the least worst. They all sucked. All 4 movies sucked. I wouldn't recommend any of them to anybody. But if you were like, Nate, if I have to watch one of those horrible movies, which one? Probably Ballistic, because I think I hated Dragon Ball the most because it was like for 5-year-olds. Bangkok Dangerous was boring, and Ultraviolet hurt my eyes. So at least this doesn't do any of those things.
Well, I would recommend Ballistic so I can make someone pay for it.
You should buy this off of me. You can buy it out. It's pretty good.
You could buy it on Amazon for $7, because that's how much I
pretend like it's rare and try to sell it on Mercari.
You should put it for $20.
This is perfect mint condition. Only watched once. $3. I'm only going to charge $3. Man. Anyway, so that is Ballistic X vs. Sever. Thank God we're out of this month. But before we leave, we got one more movie we got to watch next week that probably could have fit in this category. And that's going to be Batman and Robin, both of our favorite Batman movie out of the Batman, the original 4. So we're going to be reviewing that. And then guess what? Finally, it's time for a new month. We are free of the burden of garbage. Mm. And we are going to Sequel Town, because next month we will be doing 4 sequels to four part ones that we've already reviewed on this show. We will be doing Escape from LA. That's going to be the first one. We did Escape from New York already. Then, I don't remember the order, but these are the movies we're doing. Then we will be doing some Raid 2, which if you remember, we did the Raid 1 a long time ago. We'll be doing Kill Bill Volume 2, which we did Kill Bill 1 Volume 1 a while ago. And then we will we also have Kick-Ass 2. So those are the sequels. We watched Kick-Ass a while ago. As a matter of fact, The Raid and Kick-Ass were Patreon picks, and now we're finally doing the sequels. So it's going to be interesting to revisit some franchises we did like over a year ago and do some sequels of movies that we haven't ever done.
Yeah, I agree. You want me to give you the order?
Quick? Yeah, what's the order?
All right, so the order is Escape from LA, then comes Kick-Ass 2, Raid 2, and then Kill Bill Volume 2.
There you go. So all part twos all month. And the cool thing is those are all series that only have two movies anyway. So we're going to do the part twos for sequels that we've done the part ones of.
Yeah. Oh, there you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast for the latest news on action movie on the Action Movie Guy podcast, whatever we put up. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.